I'm going to talk about this assessment we did for the ED 2015 dataset for the transition between the ICD-9 CM and the ICD-10 CM code. I'm going to tell why I decided to do that prior to the work that CSC put forward, some, the objective for that method, work, some of the methodology I have used, the results that I have encountered, and what I see as recommendations moving forward. We have been using the ED dataset for some years now. It has been included in several reports that we have put forward. For the one depicted in the picture is an annual report we provide for different indicators of substance abuse, and for that one we use a 5-year aggregate mortality, and in the case of ED, 5-year aggregate ED data. But we have been using also the ED dataset for special reports like opioid overdose ED visits and for the annual report on ED usage in New Mexico. So for our prior 5-year aggregate indicator, the trend has been always to an overall increase in ED visits due to opioid overdose with a little shy down 50% between 2010 and 2014. So that's the trend we have been observing prior to acquiring the 2015 ED dataset. So the objective was to assess the transition of ICD-9 to ICD-10 CM in the context of substance abuse, specifically opioid overdose, and to see how this transition may affect the results that we were expecting. So when I received this data set, there were a little shy of 1 million entries. Although the coding was expected for ICD-10-CM to happen starting the last quarter of 2016, I had suspicion that they may not be necessarily the case for all the facilities. So I decided to create a flag for the ICD-9-CM codes and the ICD-10-CM codes in this data set and try to see whether we can see double coding and instances in coding in ICD-10 prior to the fourth quarter, or even using nine even further into the fourth quarter. So I'm going to show some results. So what you're seeing here is a table showing the two flags I created alongside the quarters in which these different combinations may appear. So those 32 at the top show nothing, no flags, and when I pull out the data to see what was happening there, those 32 entries have no codes associated with them. So the flags were working. We can see that some ICD-9 coding was still happening in the fourth quarter of 2016, although not that many, and some ICD-10 coding started way prior, not that many, but prior to the fourth quarter. And some entries were showing both ICD-9-CM and ICD-10-CM codes, and that was confirmed by visual inspection of some of the a sample of those entries. So then I said, well, how should I approach any coding on substance abuse if I'm seeing these elements? So I decided to do a run of the codes using a date approach. I was going to run only ICD-10 codes starting the fourth quarter, and prior to that, ICD-9. And the second approach was to divide the data set into two, depending on the flag that was more prevalent. In the case of the double coded, a visual inspection and a prior run of codes told me that I should include the double coded alongside the ICD-10 flag. So, and the results, the comparison of these two approaches were kind of surprising. You can see here is that actually there's not much of a difference between me having to do an extra work and create the flags. Well, using a time approach that was proposed at the ICD-9, ICD-10-CM transition workgroup from CST. So then the counts actually do not differ much except for combined opioid-related visits. And these combined opioid-related visits was the poisoning related codes plus the ones containing dependence on the dependence, the ones that are DF codes. And even though that's the only one showing an increase, it cannot align to what we observe in the project that the AOD subcommittee from CST was looking at, where we saw an increase in the number of visits, well, in this case hospitalizations, in the fourth quarter of 2015, and then in the particular case of New Mexico was associated with codes related to dependence and no dependence. So when it didn't matter which of the two approaches we used, our rate for 2015 was around 70, and it was a flat line for there. So I ran out of time. Thank you.